Kiwi sparkling water. It's Data Transfer Season 2, Episode 27, and I'm Audrey.
I'm Corla!
Damn, that's good. What's up, Digi Nation? That's you. Oh, you're the representative from Digi Nation.
Oh, right, okay. I didn't realize we were at the UN. I'm doing pretty fucking good.
Hell yeah.
I'm having a good time playing video games a lot, sleeping a lot.
Nice.
Honestly, my two favorite things. Hot, and I'm in hibernation. I'm up for like 4 hours a day, and then I'm back out.
Hot burnation.
Yeah. I don't function in the heat very well. Well, not cold. What's the opposite of a cold-blooded creature? Not, I'm warm-blooded. Means you regulate your own temperature. I think you're
hot-blooded, making a scene. I got a fever of 103. Who did that song? Hot-blooded. Foreigner.
Foreigner. I want to know what love is.
I want you to show me.
That's funny.
It is funny.
Okay. What about you?
I have lodged in my brain. I wish I could come up with an example of this, but I would have to hear like a song from one of these. Do you remember during daytime television, there would be like compilation CDs of the greatest rock ballads of all time?
Oh, yeah.
So many of those are forever associated with one another in order.
Yep.
Based on the commercial
yep.
that I was introduced to them in.
Oh, I remember these commercials.
So it's like, I want to know what love is. I want you to show me. And then it would be like Whitesnake or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like immediately after it.
Yeah, and then Billy Idol.
Yeah, Rebel Yell was on them shits.
Yeah, Rebel Yell. I don't think White Wedding was on there, but it should have been.
Should have been. White Wedding. Great track. I'm sure there was
great
a compilation.
Track. Wedding Singer. Good soundtrack on that one, actually.
And Billy Idol's in the flick. How cool
He's
is that?
He's in the movie. He's on an airplane, and he punches a man for being a bad man.
Hell yeah. We love Billy Idol to the point where I think he's my idol, like in the K-pop sense.
Oh, okay. Well, I can't get into K-pop discourse. You cannot do this.
Are you afraid? Do you fear?
I'm not afraid. I'm just tired.
Do you fear the Jungkook stans?
I'm so tired. I want it to stop.
You want J-pop? You want K-pop specifically to stop?
Yes.
Damn.
I want the exploitative industry to stop.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough.
I want these people to stop being slathered up as dolls and then pushed around with, you know, most of their life monitored and fucking scheduled for them.
It seems really bad.
Under the whims of a company that is explicitly working for profit.
What about K-pop Demon Hunters? Is that okay?
No! No, it's super not. Do not mention the fucking Dark Magics on this podcast.
You know, okay, fuck you.
No! Have you seen it?
I had like a whole skit.
Have you seen it?
No.
Have you watched it?
No.
Then, okay. Do you remember, Audrey. Come a little closer. Do you remember when we tried to watch the first episode of Beetleborgs?
No.
And we had to quit at like 2 minutes?
Was I drunk?
You were drunk. We had to quit at like 2 minutes because you were drunk and just, I don't know how to put it. You were fussing like a baby. You're like, make it stop. And I'm here like, you know what? She's not wrong. Make it stop, actually. That's what K-pop Demon Hunters is like.
Okay.
So you're saying you don't remember this.
We should do it as a stretch goal for the Patreon.
No. Why do you hate me? What did I do?
If you get us to $100 on the Patreon, we will do a one-off episode about K-pop Demon Hunters.
You're going to have to replace me with a guest. I'm not doing it.
You're not doing it? Not for $100
a month?
It.
I'll send people my tits for
$100. You would do that anyway. You would do that for free.
Shut up. But I'm not going to...
Come on, do K-pop Demon Hunters for $100 a month with
Absolutely me. Not. What, you don't even like it. This isn't even a Frasier situation where you're I can finally share my passion. This is just you torturing me for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know what I did, but you decided were there. I deserve pain.
You were present. and we brought up K-pop, and then K-pop Demon Hunters comes up immediately after because that's how it works.
You mentioned both! That's all you! Which it was K-pop? Not a natural flow of the conversation. This was you bringing a Molotov cocktail with you and setting it on the table like, hey, what should we do with this? And I'm like, not throw it in this house.
Did you know that the core group in K-pop Demon Hunters, Hunter X, is voiced by, one of the characters is voiced by Arden Cho?
I've been playing Magic.
Nice.
I've been playing Magic recently, again, like always.
Oh, yeah?
Fucking, we got some Edge of Eternities packs. And we opened them for a bunch of cool stuff, including both of the Sammies.
Mm.
You know, the Boros Butch Lesbian Engineer card.
We love the Butch Lesbian.
And more importantly, well, as importantly, we got the foil or the foil full art version of Ragost Death Gastronaut.
Yo.
And folks, a shrimp did fry that rice.
That's so cool.
He is a lobster, he make of the food.
Did you get any Lightstall Inquisitors?
Yeah, two of them.
No fucking way. That's cool. They're going
both of them normal, but
$1. I thought they'd be more than that. I think they're gonna see play in standard.
We got Power Depot.
Power Depot. I don't know this one.
And we also got
one
Ancient
of the full
Tomb.
Art reprint lands.
Yeah. Hmm. Along with Ancient Tomb.
Cast artifacts. Oh, it's modular. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I didn't like that. It's basically the Death Stall.
Yeah. It looks cool as shit. Course. I have to say, fucking killed it with the land arts this time around.
Yeah.
Tarkir Dragonstorm had them pretty good. Final Fantasy set had some lovely stuff. But this is... I fucking love...
This is a continuation of the Unfinity...
Planet Duel Lands, which in fact
they print, for whatever reason, they printed those in Unfinity to make people buy them, I guess.
They had like a whole like cosmic thing going on for Infinity at one point, right?
Yes. With Unfinity was the in space version.
Literally was the space set. Got it.
Because Un is the set, are the sets that like are jokes.
Gotcha.
They're silver bordered. They're not legal for play, except for apparently the fucking dual lands that they put in the bitches.
Because now they're real.
Yeah. Yeah, they Unfinity Shock lands.
Yeah, no, this set I've been extremely excited for. We pulled all sorts of cool stuff that we want to build decks around.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten a whole bunch of really good lands. When Lilith and I put together our little Ragost deck, just out of whatever fucking artifact bullshit we had laying around, I was importing it, much to Audrey's chagrin, to Moxfield, so that I could play with it. She fucking hated that it took me a minute to actually type cards in.
I mean, I was just a little impatient. But
Corley,
it's not as if you've never been impatient.
No, but like, damn, you came in hot on that.
Well, we were sitting there for like a while.
Should I have screen shared the Moxfield page? Would that have made you feel better?
Maybe I would have known what
so you
were
could
doing.
See the progress.
I didn't even know what you were doing. I thought we were just sitting there.
The point is, Moxfield tells me that the deck as exists is worth $260.
Wow, that's pretty
out
cool.
Out of just packs that we like that fell off the back of a truck.
So like at retail or like at resale cost, the value of the cards in the deck comes to $200. Mostly because of that fucking mana vault you have in there.
Yeah, not mana vault, the fucking Ancient Tomb.
Ancient Tomb. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
that one's just as good as
Mana Vault. Planet Ancient Tomb.
Oof. Oof. It's so good.
I know. I saw that. I legitimately like put that in and went, "Huh, that's a game changer." And then looked at what it did and went, "Oh!"
And I was like,
and then looked at its price and went, "Oh!"
Everyone in the fucking group chat was like, "Yeah,
I hadn't seen it before. I played
it's an untapped land that taps for two.
I played bracket two and three. No one's gonna make their only game changer a fucking land. Unless they're playing Maze's End.
Well, and then that wouldn't even be a game changer.
Is that not a game changer?
No.
Okay.
It's so slow.
We're too deep.
We're in the weeds.
We're too deep. I dug into this hole. I fucking dove into this foxhole because you were mortaring me with K-pop shit. And now I gotta crawl through the trenches and get back home to my wife.
Can I tell you something?
Currently being fucked.
By Jody.
Because I'm a soldier in this.
Yes, exactly. By Jody. I was listening today to Turgid at the Louvre, our episode that we recorded in person. And it's so good to have you here with me. I want to do it again.
Babe. Yeah, I really want to be able to set up more plans to visit folks. Like, Gigi's reaching out for plans to meet up, and that's going to take like half a year at best.
Yep, I'm kind of in the same boat.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you this, if there's train fare, you know, if you're coming out to this half of the country, we might figure out how to fucking get a Greyhound or something to get you down here. And we have a commuter train to Chicago, and then Chicago goes out west.
Yeah, no, we could work that out, I'm sure.
That's right.
But, yeah.
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 Is there any cool stuff you like in the Edge of Eternities?
Oh my god.
I think Chrome Companion is the best thing ever.
Chrome Companion is really cute. Some of the spacecraft are crazy. I am mainly, like, honestly stoked on Lightstall Inquisitor. It's the most boring fucking just like power crept one drop of all time, but it's great.
Oh, this motherfucker.
Yeah. The Savannah Lions with more shit on it.
Yeah. You can just, like, this is a one mana most annoying flicker target possible. You play this and Felia.
I didn't think about that.
Play this and Felia, and you constantly bounce this shit. You just pick one person and go, hey, all your shit costs one more this game.
All your shit costs
and
one more.
Your lands come intact.
And I have a 2/1 for that I paid one mana for that I'm going to beat the hell out of you with.
It's so bullshit.
It's one of the hatiest bears.
Yeah. And it's not even a bear. It's an angel wizard. Which, can I just say, I think a Lightstall Inquisitor can get it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It's funny. EOE has been out for like a week, and I've played one draft of it. I've already moved on a little bit to the Spider-Man set.
Mm-mm. Not me. I'm very resistant to the Marvel stuff, specifically.
I mean, I fucking hate Marvel and Disney, and I hate that shit. But here's the cool thing about that. They didn't get the licensing to do Marvel on Arena.
So it's just not coming to you.
So all of those cards get a second different non-Marvel printing on Arena.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
They get a legally distinct, not Marvel version.
Arachnid guy.
Yeah, it's who the
fuck? Spirit Rock.
Because Spider-Man's creature type is Spider human hero.
Yep.
So what the fuck else is that gonna be?
Except literally Spider-Man.
Yeah, the spider guy. You know? It's gonna be funny. It's gonna be Spider-Man. It's gonna be really funny. Still one of the greatest ad libs in hip hop history. Spider-Man. I'm a bad guy. Yeah, the Green Goblin. And behind him he goes, Spider-Man. All right, we've been at 15 minutes. You want to? This was meandering.
Exactly
and weird.
15. Let's do it.
Let's do it. We're gonna talk about Digimon. We're gonna talk about episode 27 of season 2, Fusion Confusion, or the Japanese that we watched, Invincible Combination by Yildirimon.
This shit's good. I like this one.
It's a good one. By Yildirimon faces off against Okuamon.
Okay, before that, even before that, we start on the DNA Digivolution again.
And that's right.
It's the coolest thing because the music has like a but a but a but in the percussion, and they line up him shooting his guns with that.
And then it hits like a sting at the
end. I love when animation does that. It's my favorite thing.
It's extremely cool.
Well, behind someone like cutting through something and then nothing happens until they sheathe their sword and then the thing like slides apart. Yeah. That's the coolest thing.
That is among the coolest things. Yeah. Pyildramon seems to be easily fighting him off in the beginning. Pyildramon tells the others to use the Crest of Kindness while he holds Okuamon off. There's a whole bunch of shit that happens before that.
Yeah.
I guess most of it is fighting. Like, they really draw out this fight scene, to my recollection. But Arukenimon sends Okuamon after the Digidestin, but Pyildramon blocks him. Pyildramon has First Strike and Death Touch, and he's
got Reach, First Strike, Death Touch, so this fucker can grab the bitch out of the air.
Yeah, with, good like, fucking luck, and shit. Okuamon. But Okuamon has had a shield counter, so
that's true. Yeah,
we should turn every the trample Digimon still fight. Means
excess damage gets through.
That is correct, and the shield.
You still have to assign damage as to what would be lethal, and then the shield counter negates it. But after that, excess damage goes through. I learned this yesterday.
I think that is correct.
Learned this yesterday.
Hmm.
It's a judge ruling.
Yeah, because it's the next time it would be destroyed or take damage.
Yep. So you assign the damage, and then it doesn't take the damage, but the excess still goes through.
Nuts. Have you ever gotten hit like this? Death Touch, Trample.
Yes, because you only have to assign the one.
The first time you get hit like that, you're just like, what the fuck?
Excuse me? M'excusez-moi?
You're just fucking pissed the first time it happens to you. Or if you stumble into it and you Death Touch, Trample somebody and they're like, okay, stumbling. I take 9, and you're like, you take 9? It's great.
Yeah, get a big old hit. Get a big rip off of that bitch.
Tasty.
In fact, you know, you keep describing the episode. Hang on. Don't hang on. Go on. I found it.
Nice.
I can now be endabulated. Let us continue.
Pyildramon tells the others to use the Crest of Kindness while he holds Okuamon. Okay. Arukenimon sends Okuamon after the Digidestin, but Pyildramon blocks him. Death Touch, flying. Daisuke and Ken rush forward into the base, the others behind. It says.
The others behind.
The others behind.
Writing like fucking Tom Clancy.
Yeah.
The only books this person has ever read.
They find the place for the crest, and Ken puts it in.
Yo, hey, that's a little forward.
Sealing in the power and shutting the reactor off. The gods have granted you a sword to cut your own path.
Heaven or hell.
Let's rock. The bass starts. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, no, as they're running, they're like perfectly in sync, these two, and everyone else is pointing out like, whoa, it's not just their Digimon that fused. It's like they did too.
Wow. Everyone's like, wow, this is the beginning for each other.
This is the beginning of a theme that you, Audrey, latched onto very strongly with this episode, which is, well, I think they gay.
I think they super gay.
Hang on. It's the Sonic. Wow. Those bitches gay. Good for them.
Have you seen the TikTok of the kid, it's a guy, he's swinging on a rope in a canyon. And it says like, he's not attached to the rope. And the kid goes, wow, that's so dangerous. Doesn't he have a wife and kids at home? And then he opens a parachute, and it's a giant rainbow parachute. And he says, doesn't he have a husband and kids at home?
I haven't seen that, but that's really good.
I have to find it for you. It's really funny. It's very funny. Progressive.
It's great. Just catch himself.
Yeah. But yeah, I think they're a little gay for each other, and I think that that's a good thing. I like that. I like homoromantic relationships in children's media. I think that's important.
You should watch
Steven Universe.
fuck, what was it called? Actually, I did find a little Steven Universe, a little Steven, like, Nendoroid or something. Just a tiny little guy of him holding his shield, and it was set on top of my weed box outside. So I'm like, oh, that's for me.
Oh, cute. Somebody gave it to you.
Yeah.
Somebody was like, wow, you're, like, gay.
Wow, hey. No, hang on. I gotta go look this up now.
I got into my friend's car the other day, and she had a Labubu, but not a Labubu. She had a little gremlin creature in, like, a rabbit costume sitting on her fucking dashboard. I went, what is that, a Labubu? And she's like, no, it's not a Labubu. It's a Brunchy, and it's completely different. And I was like, but it's a little guy in, like, a little suit and his little head sticking out, and he's got little ears, and it looks exactly like a fucking Labubu. And she goes, but it's not. It's a different thing.
But it's not.
And I'm like, I immediately looked at it and thought it was that thing. It accomplishes exactly the same goal and has the same sort of totemic qualities. I think it's a Labubu in spirit. And she's like, but it's not, though. She just, like, completely blew me off. And I'm like, that's fucked up. Anyway, what did you find?
It's called Windbreaker. And I've told you about the show a couple of times.
Hmm.
It starts off as, like, a delinquent fight anime where a bunch of fucking bonchos are in one school and they beat the shit out of people. But it very quickly becomes just the most wholesome thing in the world.
That's cool.
Because, like, they're fighting, they're all gathered together to fight specifically to protect their community and the town they're in. That, like, they help keep businesses running, like, help move old folks around, make sure, like, lost pets and kids get found. And also beat the shit out of anyone trying to, like, this happens very frequently, unfortunately. It's, like, the main way they know to start a fight. A woman is being harassed by some dudes who want to make money off of her. Or damn. Fuck her, and then you get to step in and be the good guy right off the bat with no further context needed. That makes sense. It's a quick way to get it rolling. But yeah, no, they're like, hey, she said back the fuck off.
Right.
The woman said she's uncomfortable, so we're going to punch you in the stomach now.
Repeatedly, until you vomit.
Repeatedly. Now, it's a good fucking show. I've been enjoying it immensely. I think you would like it too, especially because of the constant homo romanticism.
I do like homo romanticism.
These boys care so much about each other that it bleeds. It goes, like, past gay and into just like yeah, we are all one family unit.
Aw. I love that. They find the place for the crest. And Ken puts it in, sealing in the power and shutting the reactor off.
Boop.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the pulses stop, and Izzy's like, oh, thank God, they're not going to explode. Like,
whew! We did it. It's great. The base starts to disintegrate. But the warping energy gets worse.
Yeah, it goes boing, boing, boing.
Boing, 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 boing. And Iori gets an email, the funniest moment in this episode to me. Like, wow, started again. Energy, distortion still in progress. Hey, everybody, the distortion's still in progress.
Yeah, he has to read the email from Izzy.
He, like,
reads it. It takes him a second.
He's, like, reading it like you might read an email.
You know, goes, like his grandpa minute. Would read an email.
Yeah, it's fucking funny.
Squinting at it really hard. It's adorable, poor little guy.
It's great. Ken thinks the crest is meaningless. Iori says that there is something else wrong and wants Ken to tell them what it is.
Yeah, that's... in the Japanese, the villain is the one who says, oh, your crest is just fucking useless, idiot. And Daisuke has to be like, that's visibly not true. There's gotta be something else wrong.
Yeah. Ken notices Pipes and follows them. The writing has just fucking deteriorated since the early season.
No, I have a note for this. Kono paipu wa?
Konnobaibwa.
You keep saying it like a Yakuza, but he's just a kid. Said it. Konnobaibwa.
Still, it's badass. And I just, you know, I love saying anything in Japanese like a Yakuza. I think it's great. The Digidestin follow the pipes, bringing them to the source of power. The tunnel they follow is blocked, but Armadillomon and Hawkmon manage to clear a path by blowing up a big cyst like in a gross Metroidvania.
Oh my god, they end up in a fucking like 80s anime OVA where it's genuinely fucked up biomechanical like HR Giger shit down this hallway.
Fucking Giger shit.
Like, we saw a little bit of that with Waymon, but it was A, good coded, and B, not red and visceral all throughout.
Are you familiar with Darkseid?
Yes.
I was just introduced to it today.
Today?
And I want to play it very badly.
Yeah! I mean, I wouldn't say it's good, but man, is it formative.
Yeah, I want to fucking play this shit. I've never played like a point and click either, so it's going to be fucking hard for me to do it.
If you want to do point and clicks, I have a series to suggest to you by Yahtzee Pro Shot.
I want it to be fucked up.
Yeah, yeah.
But I have to, like, combine, you know, the pipe with the flashlight to make...
We're going
to
play Trilby's Notes, is what we're going to do. Okay. We're going to play Trilby's Notes sometime. And it's going to take, like, an hour and a half, and you're going to be like, oh, God, that was a lot.
What the fuck?
Because if you want fucked up, we can get there.
Okay, cool. Outside! Paildramon and Okuamon are still fighting. Important to note that. They finally find the source of power. It is a black tower that is giving off energy like they felt near the whirlpool in the dark ocean.
Yeah, I guess it's a black tower. It's like this like kudzu vine up a trellis, but instead of a vine, it's biomechanical viscera just kind of spiraling up it with a dragon skull at the top releasing a dark miasma.
Yeah.
Everything around it becomes grayscale, like the Dark World episode.
It was crazy because you see the reverse shot of like the tower POV looking at the Digidestin.
Yeah,
as if they're in grayscale looking against a red background. Yeah,
as if something is watching from the other side.
Which I think I have a theory as to what's watching from the other side. It's fucking Dagomon.
Do you think?
I think that.
Do you want me to spoil it?
No.
No.
It is a black tower that is giving off energy like they felt near the whirlpool, blah blah blah. Ken says it is a doorway that leads to the world of darkness.
Yep.
There's vampires and werewolves and mages and wraiths and changelings and mommies
and geniuses.
Mori and can I name another one? Demons and geniuses?
Yeah. Is that not a thing? Genius,
was there
the
a
Ascension?
Genius one? Was there Genius the Ascension? That's stupid. There's Mage the Ascension.
No, I'm... Fuck.
Genius, World
Genius
of
the
Darkness.
Transgression.
Genius the Transgression.
Oh, this is a fan game?
Yeah, it's a fan game.
I didn't realize. I just heard the name at one point and went, oh, it's like a World of Darkness thing. Okay.
That's nuts. Genius the Transgression is a fan-made game set in the World of Darkness. It's about a mad scientist inventing gizmos.
Yeah, the idea of being...
fighting somewhat madder scientists.
The idea of being that you're, like, mad scientists tapping into, like, unreality to make your shit work. And there's, like, FBI agents with normality stuff that just makes all your shit stop functioning like it's supposed to. Is it Spark? Is that what I'm thinking of?
I mean, it could just be the technocracy.
Could be. I don't know. I could be combining this with, like, Paragon or something.
Okay.
For all I know.
But, like...
No, now we're down a rabbit hole. No!
Now we're down a rabbit hole. But you could just play a mage game and be a son of Aether.
Yeah.
Which that's... They already had genius mad scientists. Like... in the World of Darkness, they were just mages.
Okay, gotcha.
Anyway,
I'm sorry. I don't know World of Darkness very well. I like gayer video games.
I do.
And tabletop games. Oh,
it's gay. Don't take this from me. It's one of the gayest things in the world.
But I like it gayer.
But there's Toreador.
What if it could get gayer than gay?
It can get very gay, but the Toreador are crazy gay. Anyway. Hyildramon uses the Desperado Blaster attack to destroy Okuamon and goes into the base to save the Digidestin. He arrives just as the Black Tower is about to explode. He uses his Desperado attack on the tower, Desperado Blaster attack on the tower, destroying it. Which I was like, that's not how you would... Like, they have to turn it off somehow. You can't just blow it up. If they could just blow it up, couldn't the other Digidestin have Digivolved their shit? Like, Armor Digivolved it and blown up the tower? But I guess Paildramon's already there and has, like, a big gun, so why not?
Okuamon beat the shit out of all of them already, so I imagine they're pretty low on energy at this point.
Yeah.
Having a giant antlion fuck with you. By the way, the description did not talk about the fucking antlion shit he pulls off with burrowing through the sand and catching Paildramon in his fucking clampers.
Yeah, clamp terrifying. The fuck up at him.
His scary, mandibles. Spooky. His chelicerae.
Pussy stabilizer. So he destroys the Dark Tower in the base that is, you know, blah, blah, blah. The warping is returned to normal, it says. Outside again, Paildramon destroys the rest of the base. And fucking Ken is there being like, yes, good. Make sure nothing's left. Want to get rid of that part of my life.
I mean, yeah, he wants... All of these signs of what he was to go away. If anyone would, I fucking despise anything that reminds me of my cringy ass, like, anger management ass high school self. So he did genocide while he was in that phase. Can you imagine?
Paildramon reverts back to his two baby forms, Leafmon and, in the English, Chibomon.
Chibo. It's Chibimon.
No, it's not Chibimon. It's even tinier than Chibomon.
Oh, was it? What's
yeah, the Japanese version. The fresh form of Vmon. Yeah,
Chibimon's the in training, not the baby. Chikomon.
Chikomon.
Chikomon. And it's exactly as cute as Poromon or Tokomon.
Incredibly,
we love
so.
Baby Digimon. They're so
baby
good.
Baby Digimon are so good. Demi Vmon is also crazy cute. That's
oh, Chibimon. Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Chibimon. So fucking adorable.
Adorable.
But there's more to this episode, and there are a lot of synopsis left. Actually, warping is returned to normal. Outside again destroys base. Blah 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 blah. Ken feels that he doesn't deserve to be their friend.
So this is true in both versions.
So he and Leafmon leave, needing time to think. This does not give enough energy to the fact that Daisuke is like, you're my partner.
He's like,
you're my partner. You're so important to me. I felt you. Don't you feel it?
Don't you feel it? He comes on so fucking strong about this. He's like, I have never felt this way before, and I'm feeling it 100%.
He's like, don't you want to feel this way forever?
Don't you want me to trip like, you up in soccer again?
Like, totally the way that somebody in love for the first time.
Yeah, like, with no emotional regulation.
With no emotional regulation. And then just like that, Ken, like, demurs and says, like, I don't know if I can handle all this. I need some time to think, he says.
Yep.
Leaves with Leafmon.
He makes
and
like
the
a
girls
tree. And Leafmons.
The girls, fucking Kari and Yole, are both like, "You just got to give him some time."
Hey, not so fucking strong next They're time, like, my guy. Yeah, you scared kinda, him off.
You're scaring the hoes. The hoes being yes, Kenichi Joji,
famously popular phrase in Japan at that time, scaring the hoes. I mean, Japan has always been fascinated with American hip-hop culture, so that's not true. Too much a joke, but I'm still sure we hadn't invented scaring the hoes. as a phrase by like 2006.
Scaring the Hose is a studio album by Danny Brown and JPEG Mafia in 2023. But of course, it was a saying before then, because they would have had, you know what I mean?
Why can't I find anything on the origin of this?
Scaring the Hose origin.
I want the phrase. Yeah, I looked up phrase origin. I'm not
getting
shit.
No, you're mean. You're scaring the hose. Entry from June 11th, 2019.
Refers to a TikTok audio. So that's 2022.
Refers to Snow Clone, which uses the format, bro, quit X, you're scaring the hose. Parodying a man who telling his friends to stop doing something that's repelling women. Though X is usually something gravely serious. Snow Clone grew popular on Twitter in June of 2019.
Bro, stop genociding Digimon. You're scaring the hose.
Yeah. Bro, quit letting the darkness consume you. You're scaring the hose. Over the next several days, the format grew in popularity as people created increasingly ridiculous variations for the Snow Clone. User DJ Oats02 tweeted, bro, take off the Naruto headband. You're scaring the hose, gaining 1,000 retweets and 3,900 likes.
You know, so the best
2019.
Part is
2019.
I could put on a Naruto headband now, today, and probably like catch some flies with that, honey. Yeah.
Probably fucking pull. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the cool part, is that cringe shit just becomes cool again in your 30s, bitch.
It's true.
You gotta wait 14, 15 years, but you'll get there.
That's
Hold
what
on
that,
to what you love.
That's what that don't kill yourself, it gets better fucking campaign was about.
It's about the fact that you'll pull in your 30s by being exactly as cringe as you were in high school.
Correct. Don't change a fucking thing. Stay gay. Pull in your 30s.
Stay
That's
gay.
What's up.
Enjoy weird shit. Pull in your 30s. Do grow emotionally as a
important,
person and interpersonally.
Important. That's part of it getting better, is you growing as an emotional being.
But don't forget what you love. Let that be a part of you.
That's right. Download an emulator and play Darkseid.
Yeah, download an emulator and play Digimon World 2 for money.
I decided that when I play Darkseid, which I'm going to do, I'm going to try to get this going. There was a PlayStation port in Japan.
Yo.
That did not. It was just subtitled in Japanese.
Yo.
So the text is all still in English. But they
what if
subtitle...
you played a game that you know extremely well in English, but you played
I could
it in
play
Japanese?
Evo. I could maybe play Evo.
Yeah.
That's a game with
or
a
Chrono
lot of
Trigger?
Text, too. I could... Chrono Trigger's a maybe.
Really?
Yeah, I don't...
You haven't played it enough?
No.
Wow.
I've only got like two or three playthroughs of Chrono Trigger, actually.
For me, it would probably be Final Fantasy V or Wild Arms 3. 5 because of Fiesta, not
sure.
by personal choice, really.
Sure.
Wild Arms 3, absolutely by personal choice. I could I could learn Japanese playing that game.
Do people call Wild Arms Wa?
Wa 3?
Would you call it like Wa 3?
No. Wah.
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 Back in the real world, Cody still wonders if they can truly trust Ken. And it cuts to the next morning, but what we miss is Daisuke laying in bed, like, clutching a pillow, kicking his leg, saying, thinking about
Ken.
Yeah,
Daisuke's, like, laying on his side, holding the pillow, like, but I felt it. We're Nakama. We're partners.
It's so real.
It's so
And fucking
real.
Ken's like, I'm broken, and nobody can love me.
And while Daisuke's, like, fucking ruminating over this, Chikobon goes, yeah, you're right. I felt it, too.
Yeah, just and hyping him up.
It's the cutest thing. Also, the fact that, like, way back when they're still fused up as Paildramon, Daisuke goes, that's our partner.
Yeah. Instantly groks it. Is just
instantly
like, yes.
is like, both of them are one thing now. We are, like, connected by way of these two. It's a V-shaped relationship.
V-mon
shape.
Yeah. We're fucking metamors now, because our Digimon became one thing.
Well, our children got married, so I guess we're in-laws.
Yeah, no, that's more accurate. Yeah, our children got married. That's closer. But back in the real world, Iori still wonders if he truly trusts Ken. The next morning, they meet up with Kushiro. He explains to them about DNA Digivolving, like what happened in the past with Omnimon, a thing that happened in the movie.
It was in the movie. We still have yet to watch the movie.
Maybe, do you want to take
because, well, okay, what we should do is try and find the originals so that we can watch the first one and the one that transitions into season two.
Okay.
And then we can hold on to the season two short movie for later.
Maybe we take an maybe we take this opportunity to like do that for the next main feed episode.
Yeah, I'm down.
Cause we're running into shit that matters now to the canon.
But basically Omegamon, or Omnimon is, WarGreymon and Metal Garurumon.
Yeah.
Jogress Digivolve.
Mm. And it's which we learn in this so scene cool. that means joint progress.
Yeah. Jogress joint progress. I heard that and I went, cool.
Cool, man. And great, it's great because awesome. they do that too. Because fucking Izzy's like awesome? Check it out. If you take the Joe off of joint and the Gress off of progress, that's Jogress. And Iori goes, is that what you brought us here to tell us?
Was that it, dude?
Is that all?
We like came to your place.
We like fucking took the bus. Like,
you don't
what the
have
fuck?
Snacks for us right now. What are you doing?
It's funny it mentions the snacks here. He explains to them about DNA Digivolving, like what happened in the past with Omnimon. He tells them that the powers that protect the digital world use the 8 crests from the original Digidestined to cover the world with beauty and peace. Which is some shit we're gonna have to check out in the movie here.
I'm not sure that's in the movie.
Weird, they just made that up for that moment in the series.
They just like revealed that to explain why they don't have crests. They're like, yeah, once we were done with Apocalypse, we still had to like put up a whole fucking like a Aurora Borealis barrier across the world.
Aurora Borealis.
you know the famous I pull away from the mic to breathe. Chocolate yeah. rain. Yeah, I had to do that to prevent the echo as you did that into my headphones. I pull away from the mic to prevent.
I still heard it back.
Great, cool. I'll catch it.
Yeah, you'll catch it. So their Digimon could no longer digivolve to Ultimate or Mega. Daisuke says that he is ready to fight Arukenimon, but before they enter the digital world, Kushiro's mom enters with snacks, and they have donuts. But not like in Pokemon where they say donuts and it's fucking onigiri. Actual donuts
and donut holes and little twisties. Mm. I fucking love twisty donut with the glaze. I cannot get enough.
I might get donuts for breakfast tomorrow.
Yeah. Put some donut in your hole.
That'd be all right. Go get a couple donuts from the grockery.
Donuts from the grockery. At Grockery, is this bad? Is this true?
Fuck you, Grock! Have you seen those posts? You've, of course, seen those posts where, like, a chud will be like, hey, Grock, why is this tranny wrong? And then the Grock is like, well, I mean, gender is a spectrum, and...
Yeah, I've seen that.
I've also seen... use Twitter as your fucking training data. We, like, trainees have owned that fucking website for 1,000 years.
I've also seen, I don't know if you've seen this, but the gif of, like, Grock's new fucking, like, anime girl form being ran through the Loli Death Machine.
That's great. Grock anime girl.
Oh, yeah. They just made him Misa Misa from Death Note. Because, of course, Elon Musk is still obsessed with Death Note.
I would write his name in the book.
Yeah.
It'd be and I great. Wouldn't even feel bad about it.
You have to write something really embarrassing, like shits himself to death.
Shits himself to death at a keynote at a university. Or just like scanners. Yeah, I think that would be really satisfying.
Yeah, just pop.
What a bitch. Okay.
Yeah.
End of synopsis. What do you give this episode?
This one's got to be an ultimate for me. It doesn't quite go mega because we don't get any... We don't get the really cool fight stuff. I don't know. The pacing is tight on this one. We get a lot of good exposition, a lot of...
They get a lot done.
They get a... It's a very efficient episode.
Yeah.
We do get Akuamon being tripped down with, like, fucking power cables, and that's cool.
Yeah. Because
he goes from... It's very accurate. He goes from flying straight forward to the cables are on him now, to he is now swinging in a tight circle and the ground is right fucking there. So just whap straight into the really, fucking sand.
Really well observed fight physics.
Yes.
Between like the Mechanorimon, like when they were coming out of the bay, like with the thrusters, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or like the Airdramon dog fighting with Birdramon. Like it's all in this moment.
Yeah. And we have a bit where Paildramon fucking shoots chunks off of Okuomon, like taking the shell off of the Black Tower. Yeah, just blasting him directly in the face. To be fair, he's about to be crushed in half at the time, but it's brutal both ways around.
Oh yeah.
So I still can't give this one a mega just because I didn't come out of it going, fuck yeah. But because that's a mega to me, is where I'm like jazzed about the show after it. But I was absolutely enjoying this episode, and I enjoyed the homoromanticism of it. And it gets the ultimate.
Yeah. I feel much the same. Once again, this does not do everything that the best episodes of Digimon do.
They didn't kiss.
They didn't fucking kiss. Which I'm going to kind of need these kids to kiss each other.
No,
I'm kidding. It's no.
At least hug each other. At least show that you care.
Yeah. I think... I would like for Matt to meet Ichijoji. I want Matt and Ken to meet.
Yeah.
And I want, oh my God, I want Ken to kind of instantly fall in love with Matt and be like into his whole deal. But then like, you know, kind of will they, won't they with Dice Game. I want it to get real fucking gay is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Also, Matt and Ty are already a thing. Did you forget?
I know. I want it to like kind of be like a thing. I want Ty to be like all bent out of shape about it.
We can't do a Sex in the City plot.
Yes, we can and we will. All right. Hit me with it.
Pussy two.
We're going to start with something incredibly cursed and you're going to fucking describe it. Enjoy.
Can't see. Oh boy, I already see the corner of it. I wish you could see what I see. Okay.
I mean, it's in the comments. They can pull it open with you right now.
Yeah, but like specifically what I saw, because I had half a window open because I had the synopsis on one side of my monitor and I had the video on the other, and so I clicked into the thing and it's very high res because I just see the edge of the image, which is of course a poop Omnimon, where Omnimon has been made out of a Numamon and a yellow Numamon.
Yellow Numamon is called Garamon,
and he's got a poop shield on his arm.
poop pauldrons.
Pauldrons.
Pardon. Do you have any gray pupaldrin?
No, these are green. Gross. I hate it. The art's kind of cool. Except for, it's like a cannon and a sword, except for the sword is a tongue.
Is a tongue.
And then,
the cannon is also very tongue-like.
The cannon's very tongue-like. It's sort of like an RPG.
Uh-huh. It's pretty fucking nasty.
It's pretty fucking nasty, but nasty well-observed. Like, somebody was like, wow, what if Omnimon was a poop one?
Yeah. Well, now for this one.
Okay, are you going to do this one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course I get to keep the good one for myself.
You're calling this the good one. Okay.
Yeah, they have different colored nipples. What we have here is Omnimon, like, laying on... This one's femme presenting, laying on their back. Just the absurdly thin waist considering how big the tits
and the
legs are on this thing. Skipped core workouts. It's all legs and arms for this one.
Legs and arms and tits day.
But they've got their fucking legs spread out to either side. And one's just kicked way up there, like, come on, fucking get it.
Get in here.
The nipples are colored purple and orange for Metal Greymon and War Greymon.
It's incredible.
And the pussy is like Warframe blue is the best way I can put it.
Yeah.
It's a very Warframe kind of looking.
It's a Warframe looking pussy.
Yeah.
That pussy Warframe as hell.
And wet. Like tricking all down either butt cheek. Not down the crack, of course, which would make the most sense and be very uncomfortable.
Right. Yeah, it does get uncomfortable. It's my understanding of pussy havers.
Yeah. I mean, I hate when I get sweat back there, so imagine it's like the calls coming from inside the pussy house. The point is that she's like, or they're like, fucking, come on, do it. Put it in there. I'm fucking ready for it.
Very determined look.
Yeah, staring you down. Like, face. You will put that thing in me, or I swear to God, I will blast you with this Garuru cannon.
Woof.
Yeah, what do you think?
Very shiny.
Very shiny. Like,
light.
I like play the nipples. Of the light. I think that's a creative touch.
The nipples are so odd.
What? It's like heterochromia for nip-nops.
Heteronipchromia. Nipperochromia.
Nipperochromia.
And then the Warframe blue pussy. Why isn't half the pussy orange? Or why isn't the clit orange and the rest of it's blue or something? That's what I would have done. If I did one blue nip and one orange nip, I would do the clit orange and I would do the pussy purple.
I did actually personally think that too, that like the outer labia should be purple or orange, and then the inside should be purple or orange, opposite color.
The inner labia should be a different color from the fucking outer labia.
And they are. It's just that it's like a Warframe paint job as opposed to keeping the color scheme of the rest of the design.
Yes. It's inconsistent.
I'm with you is what I'm saying. I get it.
Thank you for this art Lokilo 60661.
And now you get to describe our last one.
Okay.
I'm just gonna say right now, the bottom here is Magnemon. He is also from the movies.
Yeah. Well, we had
Magnemon. Oh no, he was in the show.
Yeah, he was in the show. Okay. So Omnimon is once again very thin in the waist, which I guess is just part of the design for Omnimon. And Omnimon has chomped down, and now I don't know if we've really described this. Omnimon has a Greymon hand and a Garurumon hand, and it's the heads of the two Digimon. Basically.
Yeah, so he's chomping.
He has chomped down on the arms of Magnemon. Who is in mish posish. Got him in a guard for like grappling, actually.
Snout. He looks like Chester Cheetah.
Dangerously cheesy. It does look like Chester Cheetah is biting down on Magnemon's fucking arm. That's insane. But it's in like a kind of a sketch style, almost like rustic. Sketch.
I mean, this is a black and white sketch. All of the shading is done through colors of gray and black.
Well, there's red for the hearts. There is a little red. And shading around Magnemon's big distended pussy.
You're right. It has Tumblr nose shading.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And he's just holding him down, fucking plowing away. I'm going to say that's Transmask Magnemon.
That would make sense.
I'm just going to make a fucking pronouncement here. Just plowing away at his pussy.
I was making no gender statements. This one makes a lot of sense.
He's thinking that's a... Yeah.
Plowed so hard that his fucking case is deforming. Pelvic casing.
Pelvic casing is just fucking blasted.
It is once again, shape of that penis.
It's cartoon character logic. Nobody's uterus has been obliterated.
No bones have been crushed. Plus they're Digimon.
They're Digimon.
They're probably built like cartoon animals anyway.
Right.
You could Roger Rabbit up in that pussy and it would not be a problem. You could
fully nest inside of Magnamon's pussy. You like, could build a tent in there.
Make her fucking stick her... Sorry, make him stick his fucking, like, pelvis up into the air and gape his pussy and then just drop an Acme anvil in there. He'll be just fine.
He's fine. He likes it.
Yeah.
Incredible stuff. We do a great show.
We do. I love you. I love sharing pornography with you.
I love doing this show with you. It's very fun. Thank you for suggesting that we do this episode this evening.
Yay.
And thank you, listeners. No. Nope.
What? We have our champions.
We have to choose our digital champions.
I'm going to give it to Daisuke for pushing for their love, for seeing that it's real and being like, no, I'm going to stand for this.
I'm going to give it to Ken for taking the time to really think about it before they make any rash decisions.
Real red oni, blue oni shit going on.
Yeah. It's going to be so nice. Hey. Do you want to, let's do the listener shout outs before we do the pluggables.
Yeah, give me them.
Okay. Pulling it up now. Gotta get into the fucking Chrome tab.
We're going to start with Asa.
Bubba Nitro.
Ember Saffron.
GG by Metamore GG.
GG. Hex Meowniac.
Jubilation Lee.
Maya.
Mish.
Nobody Newt.
Pablo Hummus.
Saturday's Claire.
Teresa.
The Worst of All Possible Worlds Podcast.
This Penguin is full of that werewolf, and not in the fun way, Cat.
Waylon the Spritesmith.
Thank you so much for supporting us at the Digidestin tier. You absolutely are the Digi and Armand. It's important for us to note the Digiosity of the Mon-ness.
What you looking for?
The tab.
Looking around.
The tab so I could find you and look at you while I wrap up the show and do our plugs. Where's the plug? Where the plug at?
Oh, where the plugs
at? Posto! We need you to do your plugs!
Beat you breakfast!
Beat you breakfast!
Beat you breakfast!
You put cheese on my baguette!
The jelly on my bread. Now say it as strong bad.
The jelly on my bread? The French on my toast? Where the hole is at?
Deep Girl Squad!
Fuck,
I'm losing my mind. We're just referencing
deteriorating
now.
Yeah. Dude!
Fuck, I do another podcast.
No way! What's called it called?
Post Ponies, and it is a retrospective of My Little Pony Friendship is Magic and the rise of American fascism. It's me. It's three other trans gals, including Gigi from earlier in the shout out.
That's right.
Hello, Gigi.
That's right. Hello, Gigi.
And it's fucking insane, but it's a grand old time. I have it on good authority that when next we release an episode, it's going to be with a fucking special guest.
Ooh.
And it's going to be exciting.
That's so cool.
You can find us anywhere you're listening to this or at smallgayhorse.com.
Smallgayhorse.com.
Now, what about you, Audrey?
I do another podcast. It's called Radio Free Tobag. You can find it anywhere you find fine pods. It is a heartfelt, goofy, like, you'll laugh, you'll cry. You may even get to watch me and listen to me and Donovan do an extended improv bit.
It's so fucking good.
You gotta check it out at patreon.com/RFTB. Embrace Debate XXL. I'm gonna tell you nothing about it. Go listen. Go get on that Patreon and go listen.
No spoils. You must listen to this episode.
Fuck. It's incredible.
Oh,
one of the best ideas I ever had. So yeah, go check that out. Oh, and also I want you to check out my music at bandcamp.com/0-pix.bandcamp.com. That's wholepix.bandcamp.com for the music that I have released there. I should get more stuff up on Bandcamp, I think. Should post more music.
You're risking some real Oneater syndrome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Have you not seen that thing you do?
No.
Going on the list.
Okay, cool.
It's a Tom Hanks vehicle. It's
fucking good. Hey, you know I love Tom Hanks vehicles.
like Sweet Tooth from Twisted Metal. That's sure. A Tom Hanks vehicle, I think. He would drive that, probably.
He could drive that. Yeah, okay. Well, and then anything is a Tom Hanks vehicle. Like any automobile. Anything that doesn't require a CDL.
A nuclear submarine.
I don't think that's a Tom Hanks vehicle. I don't think he's qualified.
Okay, so anything he has a license for, you're
saying. Right. So, like, yes.
So forklifts, no.
No!
Not a Tom Hanks
vehicle. Forklifts are not Tom Hanks vehicles!
Military jets, not a Tom Hanks
vehicle. Not a Tom Hanks vehicle.
But
Volkswagen Jetta, Tom Hanks vehicle.
Tom Hanks vehicle.
Forrest Gump, Tom Hanks vehicle. Toyota Camry.
Go-karts.
Go-karts are Tom Hanks vehicle. Riding mowers.
Okay, we have to stop. I hurt myself. I'm sorry.
Bumper cars. Loud. Okay. Thank you so much for joining us. This was a blast. And I need you to get out there and buy the products.
Bye, folks.
Tugboat's debatable.